A husband went to the police station to file a missing person report for his missing wife. He spoke to the police inspector saying, "I lost my wife. She went shopping and hasn't come home yet." The inspector said, "Well, okay, what is her height?" The husband said, "I never really checked. She's got to be around 5 feet, maybe 5 feet something." The inspector said, "Well, is she slim or healthy?" The husband said, "She's healthy, not necessarily slim, but I think she's healthy." The inspector asked, "The color of her eyes?" The husband said, "Well, I never really even noticed." The inspector asked, "Her color of hair?" The husband said, "I think it changes by the season." The inspector said, "Well, what was she wearing?" The husband said, "I'm not sure. It could have been a suit. It could have been shorts." The inspector said, "Well, was she driving?" The husband said, "Yes." The inspector said, "Well, tell me what kind of car she was driving." The husband said, "My black 2015 Corvette Z06 with a supercharged 6.2-liter engine V8 with a 625-horsepower teamed with an 8-speed track-certified HD automatic transmission with paddle shifters and a removable carbon fiber roof pan." "I, the Lord, am your God. You shall have no other gods before me. Knowing the one true God is so vital for our eternal health and well-being. If we truly know the one true God, then why is the internet always providing day after day advice for who the world wants their false gods to be? Why are so many leaving the true faith? It's all about priorities. And what we put our trust in and what the world wants us to put our trust in. Do not worry then, saying, 'What are we to eat?' Or 'What are we to drink?' Or 'What are we to wear for clothing?' For the unbelievers eagerly seek all these things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. God knows that we prioritize what has deep meaning for us. And we invest ourselves in knowing deeply those treasures that we make our priorities. God also sees all of the ways that we grow in knowledge of the things we put as priorities in our lives. God also knows what number on our priority list that we place him, based on how much we actually know about him, about how much time we devote to knowing him. The very first commandment of the Ten Commandments specifically talk about worshiping only the true God and no other gods, no false gods. We might say, "Well, of course, I don't worship anyone other than God." But the fact is God really the first priority in our lives? As we prepare to acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ as King of the universe, And during this coming season of Advent, we have a wonderful opportunity to grow closer to God. We can devote ourselves to prayer and service and sacrifice. In doing so, making God ever more the first priority of our lives, but actually investing the necessary time to know Him better. The psychological sciences very much encourage us to set priorities, for priorities help to reduce indecision and where to dedicate our time and time management. Priorities help us to structure our day in meaningful ways. And priorities help us to easily say yes or no when we get requests from others for things that are of lesser priorities than those that we choose. But the truth is we typically put our trust and our effort into knowing what we are setting as our priorities. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8, highlights the terrible consequences of putting our trust in things other than the Lord God, and ultimately trusting ourselves. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks strength in his own flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. Our hearts turn away from God when we trust in ourselves. Consequently, we cannot receive from Him all the good things He is always waiting and willing to give us. As Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 remind us, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. But God has given us a human heart also to follow in this great invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Humility prepares us to make the faithful choice to put our complete trust in God and God alone. As humility grows, so also trust in God must grow. So how do we take this additional step of putting all our trust in the Lord alone? How does a humble soul who has turned away from selfishness now turn to God in an act of total surrender? Entrusting ourselves to God first requires that we embrace the fundamental truth that you can do nothing without God. Absolutely nothing, period. Even our next breath comes because of His constant providence and care for us. Understanding this fact is essential to the virtuous trust, as well as setting our priorities in a very specific way to acknowledge the absolute sovereignty of God. I'll be talking about that a lot more next Sunday. But for now, it's good to remember that God and God alone is the source of all goodness in life. But He gives us something that is so easy and simple. a daily reminder that is relatively new for the church in the divine mercy image and the message he has given us through Saint Faustina. If you do not have an image of the divine mercy, I encourage you to get one and enthrone it in your home. And every day as you pass it, speak what the message is on that image. Jesus, I trust in you.